Kitchen remodeling is the topic of the hour at Rosie on the House. If you're contemplating a kitchen remodel or know someone contemplating a kitchen remodel, get in touch with them and tell them to tune in because we're getting ready to share wisdom, combined experience of probably almost 60 years. You've been in it, Ann, for 16 years. I'll throw another 35 on top of that. So, yeah, we're bringing 50 years of combined kitchen remodeling experience to the conversation today. And we're talking in particular about a kitchen remodel Ann and I just recently completed together for some friends and some clients whose budget, when I first went out to meet them, was $25,000. And to do that, they were going to do a lot of the demo work themselves. They were going to reuse all of the appliances. I think the dishwasher was iffy at that time. And they had very definite opinions of the sink they wanted and the top they wanted and things like that. At $25,000, I always tell people, whatever your total kitchen budget is, we're going to have to keep your cabinet purchase at about 25% of that total. So let's go shop your cabinets first, and then we'll know exactly where the total budget's going to be. So then I introduce Ann to the relationship. You go out to the job, take a look at the existing situation, and paint a picture for our listeners about what went on at that first meeting.
Well, like a lot of homeowners, they had pictures. They had been on the internet. They knew the look that they were looking for. And so it was a very typical, pretty reasonable door style, a shaker door style, which is not an expensive door in most cases. And so then we start talking about what she wanted included in that kitchen. She wanted stacked cabinets on the upper portion with glass doors, lights inside those
cabinets. And by stacked cabinets, we're talking about oversized uppers. They go
correct.
We start an upper cabinet about 18 inches above the countertop.
Right.
And then generally speaking, that upper cabinet is 30 inches?
30 to 42.
And she wanted it all the way.
She wanted it all the way to the ceiling.
Okay. That's a stacked cabinet. Oversized upper.
Correct. When you start stacking cabinets, that adds to the budget. And I immediately told them when I saw that, there was no way I was going to be able to meet their $6,500 budget.
Okay, so that's one of the components that drove the price up a little bit. What were some of the other things she was talking about?
Well, obviously she wanted the self-closing solid wood drawers and the self-closing doors.
I am so upset. I remodeled my kitchen like the year before they came out with soft-closing doors and drawers. That's one of the best upgrades they've had in kitchen remodeling forever.
It's great. And what I hear a lot from the wives is, well, now I won't know when he's mad because I won't hear that cabinet door slam.
And are these spring tension or are these electronic motors?
It's built into the hinge now.
Okay. So it's a spring tension in the hinge.
Yes.
Nice.
And undermount guides on the drawers, and it's all built into the guide mechanism.
So this particular client has a budget of about $6,500, let's just say $7,000. And now the design parameters have included stacked oversized uppers. We're going to soft close everything. What were some of the other things she
additional
had in mind?
Additional storage.
And I keep saying she, but he was we need to say they, because yes. they both spent a lot of time in the kitchen. They knew what they wanted.
They did. Doesn't he do most of the cooking then?
I think he does.
So they wanted additional storage. They had, you know, with the size of kitchen that they had, they didn't have a lot of storage. They were actually using their laundry room as their pantry.
Okay.
And so we added an additional pantry to the kitchen next to the refrigerator and the double oven. So that adds, you know, some money there.
When we finished installing the project, it had glass oversized upper cabinets.
Correct.
When did the glass come into the conversation?
That was one of their first pictures that
they
showed me.
All right.
And that's where the lighting came in. Okay. And I don't know if you had that in your original budget.
So we started putting lighting into oversized upper glass door cabinets.
And then you look at the nice backsplash that they had picked out. So mm-hmm. then we're getting into under cabinet lighting. So that just offsets and really makes that backsplash shine.
So it's not that we can't do projects according to other people's budgets, but once we start sharing with them, and their position was very plain from the front, we're not going to do this again.
And that's important. You know, one of the first questions I ask a homeowner when I meet with them is, how long do you intend to stay in this house? because that really does determine in a lot of ways how much money you might want to spend and put into that kitchen.
Yeah. And it was the last room of the entire house to be done. They had done every other, a beautiful home. They had done every other room in the house. So we finished sitting through the design process of the cabinets, and we're using this one client as an example because it is so typical of what happens. So you go get squirreled away into your estimating closet with all of these design parameters, and what do you come out of the closet with?
We end up at about $12,000 in cabinetry.
And we'll talk a little bit more about what that meant to the total budget of the overall project when we returned. Did you have a comment? Oh, okay. So we're trying to keep the cabinet package to 25% of the total budget. We've now doubled the budget on the cabinets.
Correct.
Based on the design perspectives that were selected and what they wanted done. And it's ironic how that then triggered every other decision they made. Well, if we're going to break the budget on the cabinets, then that means I'm not going to want to put these old appliances back in there that we were going to reuse. And it may change the idea of what we're going to do with some of the lighting. And we'll talk more about all of that as soon as we get back. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We're talking kitchen design, kitchen remodeling. We're sharing a story with you that if you're in the market for kitchen remodeling, we hope it teaches you a lot. We're here with Rosie Certified Kitchen Designer Ann Lyons.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.